Today we will continue on the heavenly vision of Solomon.
今天我们要继续交通所罗门的意象。
So if you have Bible, please open to Proverbs.
所以请大家翻到箴言。
Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding or discernment.
智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内必得聪明，或用你一切所得的去换聪明。
Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
好，我们再看到箴言第三章第五跟第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him.And he will make you path straight.
箴言第三章第五、第六节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
New Testament.
我们翻到新约。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一节，第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 8.
以弗所书第一章第八节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 8 He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的
Okay And then we will read Matthew chapter 6
然后我们要看马太福音第六章
Matthewchapter 6, verse 19.
马太福音第六章第十九节。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, but where thieves do not break in,And steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
19到21节，不要为自己积攒钱财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能嗅坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能嗅坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Okay.Last time when we shared about the vision Solomon saw,
上次我们讲到所罗门他所看到的异象
It was a dream when he was sleeping.
他是在一个梦中
Lord appeared to him and said, Ask, I will give it to you.
主向他显现说你要我就给你
And he said, I am a little boy.
他说我只是个幼童
By your grace, I sit.On your servant King David's throne.
因着你的恩典我坐在 你的仆人大卫的宝座上。
Now today your servant is going to rule over your people.
今天你的仆人要管辖你的子民。
How can I walk in and out among this great people of yours?
我怎么能在这众多的百姓当中出入呢
So please give meUnderstanding heart.
所以求你给我智慧
So I can discern what is true, false, and right and wrong.
所以我可以判断是非
That was his prayer.
这是所罗门的向神的祷告
And Bible said, God was so pleased. He asked this.
所以我们经常说神非常的喜悦
So Lord said, because you didn't ask for riches, fame, power, or even long life, or your enemy's life.
所以神说你没有要你只要智慧，你没有要地上的权势、财宝，或者是长寿，或者是要灭你的仇敌。
I will give it this what you asked for, plus all the other things you didn't ask.
我会把智慧给你，而且我会把一切你所没有向我祈求也给你。
So I show you two paragraphs, one in Second King, one in First King and Second Chronicle.
所以我上次跟你们大家读了列王记上跟历代志下的两段经文。
You put those two texts together, you will find out what was the gift God gave to King Solomon.
我们把那两段经文摆在一起，我们就可以看到神给所罗门的礼物是什么。
It's one package.
它是一份礼物。
But with three elements in that package.
他这份礼物里头有三件东西。
The first prime, most important one, is wisdom.
第一个是智慧。
That's what we shared on last message.
这是我们上次信息所分享的。
Now we come to the second element.
所以今天我们就要看到他第二件。
What is the second element God gave to King Solomon?
这神给所罗门第二件东西是什么呢？
There are two translations.
这有两种不同的翻译。
Chinese translation is only one.
中文的翻译只有一种。
聪明。
就是聪明。
Okay, that's Chinese translation. But English translation, either discernment or understanding. There are two words.
所以英文的翻译呢，它就是分辨是非或者是聪明，两种不同的翻译。
嗯嗯。Discernment. And,Understanding
是个辨别跟一个去了解的能力。
Ability to understand and ability to discern
就是能够去明了的能力，而且有一个能够分辨的辨别的能力。
The example was two harlots fighting for one baby.
有一个例子就是两个妓女，她们争了一个婴儿。
Remember that?
你们记得吗？
Those two harlots both claim this baby is mine.
这两个妓女都说这个婴儿是她的。
But which one is the true mother?
但是哪一个才是真的母亲呢？
How can you tell?
你怎么能够知道呢？
You know, at that time there's no genetic way to find out.
在那时候没办法用基因来分辨谁是真的母亲。
Right? You cannot check the blood and all these modern technology. No.
你现在科技你不能去验血。
But how can you tell?
但你怎么能够分辨呢？
You need discernment.
所以你就要有这个分辨的能力。
So the famous case was he said, okay, now I'm going to cut in two and each one get a half.
所以这很有名的故事，所罗门就说我要把这个婴儿切成两半，一人一半。
Through that process,The true mother will be revealed and the false mother also will be revealed.
经过这个过程呢，真跟假的母亲就会被显现出来。
Best example put in the Bible tell us this is the discernment to tell truth from the false.
在经上记载，这就是我们怎么样去分辨真跟假。
In Matthew chapter 24,
在马太福音第24章
Jesus talk aboutThe signs of his second coming.
耶稣他讲到他第二次来之前所会有的异象。
兆头。And the sign, the first thing Jesus mentioned is watch out, because there are false Christ and false prophets.
他第一个兆头就是你们要小心会有假基督跟假先知出来。
And you have to be careful.
所以你们要小心。
Many elected will be deceived.
所有很多选民都会被欺骗。
Look at the stage.
我们看我们这个讲台。
Four plants.
我们有四盆植物。
True or false?
这些植物是真的还是假的呢？
True or false? You know, this is just a simple example. Nowadays, make us so confused.
所以你知道，这是一个很简单的例子。现在有很多事情让我们混淆不清。
When you go to a friend's house in the living room, there are beautiful flowers in there.
所以你到朋友家，你看他客厅有很漂亮的花。
Especially those modern orchid.
尤其是那种现代的这个兰花。
So beautiful.
它们非常漂亮。
But you don't know.Whether it's true or false. You go 3 months later, still there. Another 3 months, still there.
所以你很难分辨真假。你三个月去看他还活着，再过三个月他还是在那里。
Brother Ron Wong, he is expert in plant grow this orchid. Beautiful.
我们王龙弟兄他是对种兰花很专家的。
And you don't know whether that's real or false.
但是你很难看出这个花到底是真的假的。
How can you tell?
Of
course, now it's very easy. You just go and touch it. You don't even know. You know.
你就讲说很容易，你就用手去摸。
But by observation, you cannot tell.
但是你从外表看，你很难分辨。
Today, the false one looks so real, and the real one looks so false.
今天那个真的看起来很假，假的又看起来很真。
Right?
是吗？
That's how you get confused.
这就是我们为什么会感到混淆不清。
Okay, these are examples to show Christian today face.The enemy's tactic.
所以我们今天这个例子就证明，我们今天基督徒我们就面对了我们敌人的这种战略。
Satan is so smart.
撒旦是非常聪明。
He on one hand blind you so that you cannot know God. That's in the beginning.
他一方面他让你瞎眼，让你开始就看不到神。
But by the grace of God, many of us, our eyes were open. Now I become a Christian. I'm born again, genuine Christian.
但是靠神的恩典，我们现在眼睛打开，我们是重生的这个基督徒。
Then how Satan tried to attack us in this condition?
但是到这个阶段，撒旦怎么来攻击我们呢？
Deceive you.
他就是来靠欺骗来。
You know, these days, you open newspaper or television, you know, U.S. has the most terrible thing going on called sex predator.
所以最近你们大家看报纸或电视，你们看到现在美国有一个很糟糕的事情发生，就是这个这个是性侵略的人。
Yeah, there are by statistics, right now there are 350,000This kind of people scatter in this country.
就统计上来讲，有35万这种有性侵略倾向的人，他们分布在全国各地。
And many kids get attacked. Women get attacked.
很多小孩、女人被攻击。
And you look case by case. When this predator came to you, they pretend you're very kind and gentle and earn your trust.
当这些坏人他来到你面前，他都是会先想要赢得你的信任。
Right? So these kids or these women get deceived.
所以这些小孩子或女人他们就受到欺骗。
In the spiritual realm, for Christians, Jesus warned his disciples, watch out, be careful. You will be deceived if you are not careful.
在属灵的境界，耶稣向我们讲，他警告我们，我们要警醒，因为我们可能会受骗。
There are so many people cannot tell the truth from the false.
有太多的人他没办法分辨真伪。
And Jesus even put it more bluntly.
耶稣甚至很明确的这么讲。
In Matthew 24:24.
在马太第24:24,
Jesus said, The false Christ and the false prophet, they will appear on the world stage. They can perform great miracles and great signs.
他这些假先知、假基督，他们能够在世界的这舞台上，他们能够行很大的神迹奇事。
Many elected people will be deceived by them.
很多神的子民就会被他们蒙骗。
So Jesus forewarned us about this deceiveness of the enemy.
所以耶稣他就事先对我们警告。
Okay, how can you discern? That become prime problem.
所以现在我们怎么样能够分辨？这是一个主要的问题。
Okay, so in Solomon's prayer, he said, Give me understanding heart.
所以在所罗门的祷告，他说：“给我一颗能够分辨的心。”
So God gave him number one wisdom, number two discernment.
所以神第一个给他智慧，第二个给他一个分辨的心。
And in his Proverbs, he said, "We, the first Bible verse we read today, wisdom is supreme. Get wisdom, though it cost all you have. Get." Understanding or discernment.
哦，所以智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内，必得聪明。
Solomon urge us, say, although it cost you everything, get it, get wisdom, get discernment.
所以所罗门在这边劝诫我们说，不管我们花什么样的代价，我们要得到智慧。
Because without Wisdom, without discernment, we cannot make it.
因为没有智慧，没有这分辨的能力，我们没办法站立的。
This is a long journey.
这是一个很长的旅程。
Enemy is everywhere, just like the road from Iraq, the capital, to the airport, full of enemy traps.
这条路上很多的陷阱，就好像从伊拉克首都到机场一样，到处都陷阱。
Baghdad city to the airport, full of traps.
从巴格达到机场路上，到处都是陷阱。
If you are not well equipped, you cannot make it.
如果你没有很好的设备，你没办法能够通行。
Okay. Now, I want to use what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount.
所以我现在要讲到耶稣他在登山宝训上所讲的。
He told disciples that there are seven areas you need discernment.
他跟门徒讲有七个地方你们要有分辨的能力。
From these seven areas, many people get deceived.
从这七个方面很多人在这里受骗。
So listen carefully.
所以请大家注意的听。
The first one we just read, Matthew chapter 6.
第一个我们刚刚念过在马太第六章。
Actually, from chapter 6, verse 19 all the way down.
是从马太第六章十九一直到
the end of chapter 7. Okay. There are seven things Jesus mentioned. Two, all with option of two. You have to discern which is right, which is wrong.
这有七样事情耶稣讲这里头都包括有两样我们可以选择的
Are you ready?
我们大家预备好了吗
Are you awake?
你们还清醒了吗
Very important
这是很重要的
First
第一
Treasure
财宝
What is treasure?
什么是财宝呢
Things of value
有价值的东西
OkayEveryone has, you know, all these, everyone in this world are driven by their value system.
我们世上的人都是有他的价值观。
When people think power is important, then you're looking for power.
当你觉得权势很重要，你就会去寻求权势。
People think fame is important, you look for fame.
当你觉得名誉很重要，名声很重要，你就追求名声。
But most people think,Money is more important. So look for money.
但是绝大多数人认为钱财最重要，所以大家都追逐金钱。
For some, everyone has their own value system.
每个人都有他自己的价值观。
So now Jesus said, there is a true treasure, there is a false treasure.
所以在这边耶稣他讲到有一个真的，还有一个假的财宝。
How can you tell what it,Which one is your treasure? He said, look at your heart. Because where your treasure is, there is your heart.
你说你怎么知道你的财宝是什么呢？在经上写，他说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Right? So, your value system.
所以这就是你们的价值观。
How can you discern the true value against the false value?
所以你们怎么能够分辨真跟假的价值呢？
That the true value, the difference between true and false, two things.
这个真跟假，它中间有两样的不同。
The false treasure says, The moth, the rust will destroy them.
这个假的财宝它有虫子咬 也能够锈坏。
Which means it will deteriorate.
这表示它会损坏。
It is something cannot last long.
这个是没办法持久。
Number two.
第二点。
Thieves break in and steal.
第二点，贼他挖窟窿来偷。
In other words, this treasure is not secured.
换句话说，这个财宝它不是安全的。
It can be stolen.
它可以被偷的。
So look at what you are looking for.
像我们看我们所看到的。
Jesus said, "There is a true treasure in heaven. It will last forever."Will not deteriorate.
也就是说我们有一个财宝在天上这永远不会损坏。
Number two, it will be so secure, no one can take away from you.
第二而且它是那么的安全没有贼能够挖窟窿来偷。
I don't know how many of us carry cash in your pocket.
我不知道我们多少人是带着现金在我们的口袋里头。
And how much cash you dare to put in your pocket.
你能够有胆量带多少的现金在你口袋
When you have a lot of money in your pocket On one hand you maybe feel secure But most likely you don't feel secure Because you are afraid you get mugged
在你口袋如果很多钱一方面说你会觉得很有安全感可是另外一方面你又怕被人家抢
But all these things of the world They have the value only today
这世上一切东西，他们只有在今天有价值。
Only this life，
只有在今生有价值。
When you die， you can carry nothing with you。
当你死了，你完全没法带任何的东西走。
So that's false treasure. That's not what Jesus said. A treasure forever。
所以这是假的财宝，这不是耶稣所讲的永恒的财宝。
You need ability to discern what is the true treasure。
你必须要能够分辨什么是真的财宝。
Number two,
第二
，Go to next point.
我们看下一段经文。
You cannot serve two masters.
你们不能侍奉两个主。
You either love this one, hate the other, or love the other, hate this one.
你不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
You cannot serve God and serve Mammon.
你不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
So service,
所以这个侍奉。
In your lifetime, you have to pick who do you want to serve.
在你的一生当中，你必须要选择你要侍奉谁。
Serve God or serve money God.
你要侍奉神还是侍奉财神
？That's right. Which one you choose, you serve Him.
你选择的就是你所要侍奉的。
You have to discern.
你必须要分辨。
I don't want to say too much about that. Again, it's very plain and simple.
因为这是那么的明显，所以我就不多说了。
Okay, that's number two. Number three.
第三点。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road.That leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only few find it.
马太第七章第十三节，你们要进窄门，因为引道灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引道永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少。
So here there are two items we have to discern.
所以在这边有两件事情我们必须要分辨
gate and road.
门跟目标
What does it mean, gate?
这个门是代表什么呢
Gate is something you enter into, right?
门是我们所进入的这个东西，对不对？
So Jesus said, in this world, there are only two gates.
所以耶稣讲在这个世上只有两个门
Not Bill Gates
不是比尔盖茨
Two gates
只有两个门
One is called small narrow gate
有一个是小的窄门
And the other one is a wide gate
有一个是宽门
How do you interpret this?
你们怎么翻译这？你们怎么去阐阐阐释这个？
John, Gospel John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
Here you will find Jesus made a very, very interesting claim.
这里面会发现耶稣他讲一件很有趣的事情。
It's a claim nobody dare to say.
这个是没有人敢说的一件事情。
Only Jesus made it very plainly.
只有耶稣讲得非常的明白。
In chapter 10, he's talk about he's a good shepherd.
在第十章他讲我是好牧人。
But when he said I'm a good shepherd, he said something more than that.
但是当他讲我是好牧人，他讲比这更多的事情。
In verse 7, he said, I am the gate of the sheep.
在第七节他这么讲，我就是羊的门。
And you go to verse 9.
然后你看到第九节。
What Jesus said?I am the gate.
他说我就是那门。
I am the gate.
我就是那门。
When you meet someone first time, what's your name?
像你第一次遇到某人，你问他你是什么名字？
I'm Jonathan.
我是 Jonathan.
Or you're Alan.
或者你是 Alan.
Right? But you will never meet a person, he said, I'm gate.
但是你不会讲遇到一个人说我是门。
Only Jesus will tell you, I am the gate.
只有耶稣他会跟你讲说我就是那门。
Isn't that interesting?
这是很有趣的事情。
And he said, only through me.
他说只有经过我。
You can go to the Father.
你可以到父那里。
Only through me, my sheep will get, food.
只有经过我的羊才会得草吃。
If anyone don't go through me, he's thief, he's robbers.
所以任何人不经过我这个门，他就是贼。
So that's very exclusive.
这是非常的独特的。
Exclusive.
这非常的有排他性的。
Right. This is what Jesus said. I am the gate. He is. That's why it's a narrow gate, small gate.
所以耶稣他是门，他是窄门。
No one can go through me to reach the Father. You have to go through me to go to the Father.
你必须要经过我来到父那里。
This is called narrow.
这是就是讲到窄门。
And what is wide?
所以我们什么是宽门呢？
Wide simply means any way you want.
宽就是代表你没有什么标准。
Give you a very simple illustration.
所以我给你一个很好的例子。
Few weeks ago, the world important figure died.
几个礼拜前，世上有一个很重要的人死掉。
Who was he?
他是谁？
Right?
就是教宗。
How millions of people watch that?
成千百万的人看他。
And 70 presidents and kings went to his funeral.
70个国王和总统带他到他的葬礼。
All the news organization broadcast this event.
所有的新闻台都广播了这个。
He basically received the highest praise any human being can receive.
他得到了你一个人所能够得到最高的荣耀。
Right? Wow, so many believers really praise him and worship him.
许许多多的信徒，他们都是这么的赞美他，这么的相信他。
They wait for days to be able to participate.
他们花了好几天时间在那边排队，为了要参与这个丧礼。
They travel afar for this funeral.
他们从远地来。
Pay a huge price.
他们花了很大的代价来。
Pay their respect.
他们来做最后的致敬。
But If you listen to his teaching,
但是你如果注意听他的教导
yes, 90% based on the Bible.
是的，他90%他是本于圣经。
And he acknowledged the salvation of Jesus.
他也承认耶稣的救恩。
Saved by the grace of God.
他是神的靠着神的恩典来得救。
So in that regard, many Christians will receive him because his understanding about salvation is the same as Protestant Christians.
所以他在这方面呢，许多基督徒也能够接受他，因为他对救恩的看法跟很多基督徒是一样的。
But very strange. Those who participate in the funeral, not only Christians.
但是很奇怪的，那些参与丧礼不仅仅是基督徒
，also a lot of Muslims, Buddhists, all other religions, key important religion leaders, they went also.
但很奇怪的就是，回教徒、佛教徒还很多这些重要的这些宗教领袖都去了。
That puzzles a lot of people.
这个对很多人来讲很困惑的一件事情。
How can this faith united so many different beliefs?
他这个信仰他怎么能够联络这么多许多不同的宗教在里头
？That's where you call religion is the most seductive. How do you call
seductive?
Seductive power.
这就是他一个很大的这个吸引的这个力量。
So many people cannot discern.
很多人没办法分辨这个引诱。
What is the confusing point?
这个里头这个令人
There is a spirit of deceiveness.
这里有一个欺骗的灵。
How can you tell?
你怎么能够分辨呢
？Look at his coffin.
你们看他的棺材。
On the cover, there are two symbols.
在棺材上面有两个记号。
Anyone observe his coffin cover? There are two symbols on his cover. On the coffin.
大家有没有看到他棺盖上面有两个记号
？Two.Any of you watch that?
你们有没有人看这个转播
？All right, you are good. You don't care.
啊，你们大家都漠不关心了。嗯。
On the coffin, symbol number one, the cross.
在棺盖上第一个记号就是一个十字架。
That's good.
这很好。
Christ and Him crucified. That's a good symbol.
这个基督他被钉十字架，所以这个是一个很好的记号。
But there is another symbol.
但是还有另外一个记号。
You know what?
你们知道是什么记号吗
？M.
好，是一个 M 这个字。
Side by side, cross and M.
它两个记号是摆在一起，一个十字架，还有一个英文字母的 M.
What's this symbol represent?
这个字母代表什么呢
？Mary.
好。这个字母代表玛丽，
什么玛丽？
不是 ，Mary，
玛丽亚，
玛丽亚，玛丽
，represent Mary，
这代表玛丽亚。
Who is Mary？
谁是玛丽亚
？Jesus' mother，
耶稣的母亲。
Okay， so in other words， these two symbols after lift up。Two persons.
所以这两个记号他们抬高了两个人。
One, Jesus.
一个是基督。
And his mother, Mary.
一个是玛利亚他的母亲。
Then you will see the problem according to what Jesus said here.
然后我们就看到这个问题。
Narrow gate.
这个窄门。
Why it is narrow?
为什么它是窄门呢
?Because Christ only.
因为只有基督。
When you add Christ and something or someone,It becomes broad.
当你在基督上再加任何一样东西或人，这就变成宽门。
Understand? When it's broad, many people will come.
当它是宽的，就很多人会来。
Jesus said, when it's narrow, few will come.
耶稣说，这边如果是窄门，很少的人会来。
When you open the gate, make it broad, many people will come.
但你打开，让它变成宽门，很多人会来。
That's the difference.
这就是这间的是中间的差异。
Okay. So now these days, marketing is market driven.
所以今天我们这市场推销讲的这个是市场取向。
So you want more people to come.
所以我们要更多的人来。
But Jesus doesn't say that.
但是耶稣他没有这么讲。
Truth driven.
他说这是真理。
God's purpose driven.
这是神的旨意。
He has his standard.
他有他的标准。
The only standard is Christ only.
这唯一的标准就是基督。
Cannot broad it, add another thing side by side. That is broad.
你不能在它旁边再加任何一样东西，这是宽。
All right, the next one, road.
看地下面就是这个路。
When you enter this right gate, praise the Lord.
当你进入这个门，这个窄门，我们感谢主。
We have 9 brothers and sisters being baptized on Friday. Praise the Lord.
我们礼拜五有9位弟兄姐妹受洗，我们感谢主。
But the next question is road.
但下一个问题就是这条路。
The choice between narrow road or broad way.
这对窄路跟宽路的选择。
Jesus tell his disciples, you have to enter the narrow gate and then walk, what? Narrow road.
耶稣跟他们讲，你们要进入这个窄门，而且要走这个窄路。
What does it mean?
他是什么意思呢？
If you look at Matthew chapter 16,
我们看马太福音第16章。
Matthew 16, Jesus talk about who he is.
马太16章，耶稣讲到他是谁。
He asked his disciple, who am I?
他问他的门徒说，我是谁。
Then Peter answered that you are the Christ, the Son of living God.
那彼得他说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
Jesus praised him.
耶稣就赞美他。
Simon Bar-Yona, you are blessed because this is not revealed by any flesh, but by my Father in heaven.
他说西门巴约拿你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And then Jesus revealed what is church.
然后耶稣他就把教会是什么阐明出来。
Okay. And then after this conversation, and you come to verse 21, chapter 16.
然后在这个对话以后，我们看到第二十一节。
Jesus talk about his future.
耶稣讲他自己的将来。
Let's read verse 21.
我们一起读二十一节。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hand of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.Jesus talk about his future.
耶稣讲到他自己的将来。
And there's a reaction right away from the same person was blessed by Jesus. Peter.
所以刚刚对回答耶稣话的这个彼得又说话。
Peter get mad.
彼得他就生气。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him.
彼得把耶稣拉到旁边就开始责备他。
Never, Lord!This shall never happen to you.
他说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你身上。
Jesus didn't say, calm down, calm down.
耶稣没有想你冷静一点。
Let me explain to you.
让我向你解释。
Oh, Jesus get excited as well.
所以耶稣也他自己也开始激动起来。
Get behind me, Satan. You are the stumbling block to me.
他说撒旦退我后边去吧你是绊我脚的。
See, Jesus get mad.
所以你们看到耶稣他生气。
So you will see, why Peter get mad?
所以你们会看到为什么彼得他会生气呢？
Because Jesus talk about his future.
因为耶稣讲了他自己的将来。
From now on, you see, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples what is his future.
这边讲啊，他从此耶稣才指示门徒。
Once Jesus explained his future, Peter got mad.
耶稣向他门徒指示以后，彼得就生气了。
So there is something touched Peter's heart.
所以这里头有一件东西碰到的彼得的心。
Make Peter agitated.
让彼得感到有一点生气。
What is that?
这是什么呢
？Road，
好，就是这条路。
What kind of road Jesus talking about? About his future.
这个耶稣讲他未来的路是一条怎么样的路呢
？Peter said, "I will go to Jerusalem, and there will be a throne ready for me, and you guys will join me."
他没有讲会到耶路撒冷，然后那边有一个宝座等着我，你会跟我在一起。
Peter, you will be Secretary of Defense.
然后彼得你会当国防部长。
John, you will be secretary of whatever.
那约翰你也会当个什么部长。
If that day this was the conversation, everybody will be, right?
如果那天这个对话是这样，每个人都会很高兴的。
Because the conversation before this was, you are the Christ. What does it mean, you are the Christ?
因为在这之前的对话说你是基督，基督是什么意思呢？
King
就是王的意思。
You are the King, the Son of God.
你是王，你是神的儿子。
Finally, you are receive the kingship.
你总算得到神的这个王位。
That is what in Peter's mind and all 12, they have the same thought.
这个彼得跟他其他的门徒，大家心里想的都是同样的事情。
So when Jesus talk about his future,
但当基督讲到他将来的
，It's the opposite picture.
这是个相反的一个
图画。Yeah, we're going to Jerusalem.
他要到耶路撒冷。
And those leaders, those teachers, those priests, they are going to persecute me.
那些长老、祭司、文士，他们都要迫害我。
Persecute to such extent, they will kill me.
他们迫害我到一个地步，他们要杀害我。
Oh no! How can that be possible?
哦，不行啊，这万不可如此。
They missed the following the last statement.But the third day, I will be resurrected.
但是他们错过了他讲了有一件事情，就是第三日他要复活。
But that's not important. As long as you get killed, that's no, 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 no.
但是这个不是很重要。你如果被杀，这是不行的。
See, when Jesus revealed his road, people cannot accept.
我们看到耶稣他向他们讲到他将来的路，他们没办法接受。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because this road is very offensive.
因为这条路它是非常的这个offensive.
不舒服，
非常不舒服的一条路。
Jesus told his disciples, "If any man wants to follow me,"
耶稣跟他的门徒讲，你们任何人想要跟从我。
Of course, if I tell you, you will rule and reign with me as a king and my secretaries, many people will follow him, right?
当然如果我跟你讲说你要跟我一起做王当部长们很多人都会跟从他对不对
But Jesus didn't say that.
但是耶稣没有这么讲
If you really want to follow me
如果你真的要跟从我
One condition
有一个条件
Take up your cross and follow me
背起你的十字架来跟随我
What does it mean take up your cross and follow me
背起你的十字架跟随我是什么意思
Simple explanation
这个很简单的解释
Take up your cross equal to deny yourself.
所以背起十字架就是等于否定你自己。
So this master, our Lord, walk as an example.
所以我们的主他是以自己为例子。
So the way I go to my throne, to Jerusalem, is through a very different way. This way is the way of the cross.
好，我到耶路撒冷这条路是一个非常不同的路，这是一个十字架的道路。
I have to lay down my life.
我必须要赔上自己的命。
Before I can reach the throne.
在我达到那宝座之前。
So all of you who are going to follow me walk on the same path.
所以你们要跟从我，就请你们跟随我走同样的道路。
That's called narrow way.
这就是叫窄路。
What is the wide way? The broad way.
这个宽路是什么呢
？In Old Testament，
在
Book of Isaiah，
在旧约里头，以赛亚书
啊、the prophet said， we are all like sheep。
这个先知讲，我们都像羊一样
，wander on our own way.
个人偏行己路。
Right? That's the most of the people in this world. We all just like sheep.
我们大多数的这个世人都像羊一样。
We walk our own way.
我们走我们自己的道路。
That's called broad way.
这就叫做宽路。
A lot of people walk on that, Jesus said, but the ending is perishing.
所以很多人都在这个宽路上，但是耶稣讲这个结果就是死亡。
If you want to receive eternal life, first enter the narrow gate, second walk on the narrow path.
如果你要得到永生，第一个你们要进这窄门，第二个你们要走这个小路。
How can you discern?
你们怎么能够分辨呢？
Watch.Which side has more people?
你们看哪一边人比较多？
The broad way, a lot of people. The wide gate, a lot of people.
那个大路，那个宽门，很多人。
Pick the small gate, few people, not welcome.
你选择那个窄门，很少的人。
That's called against the tide.
这是代表这个与众不同。
Go to the next one.
我们看下一个。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Watch out for the false prophet. They come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
马太第七章十五节。你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
So, this is the area we need discernment.
这个是我们必须要能够分辨的地方。
This is something you have to discern between true and false.
The servant
of God.
这边我们必须要能够分辨真跟假的神的仆人。
They will come to you in a wolf, sheep's clothing.
他们会像披着羊皮的狼。
I will tell you two stories.
我要跟大家分享两个故事。
We don't have time.
那我们没有时间。
Quickly.
很快的。
One is in China. I told you before. Their very deceiving teacher is called Eastern Lightning.
有一个是在放在大陆，我讲过，就是东方闪电。
This woman came to the power in 1992.
这一个女人呢，她在1992年，她上了这个掌了这个权。
She claimed herself as Jesus' second coming.
她说她是耶稣的再来。
And she will have such a power, she can perform miracle and signs, so tens of thousands follow her.
她说她有能力行神迹奇事，所以非常多的人跟从她。
And in Taiwan.
然后在台湾。
This happened in the 90s.
这个是在1990年代发生的事情。
And people will stand up and say, God spoke to me.
有人他就站起来说神对我讲话。
Taiwan will be judged by God.
台湾会受到神的审判。
Because we have done so many evil things.
因为我们做了许多邪恶的事情。
And then he will say, hey, sell everything.
他就说你们大家变卖所有的一切。
Go to South America or Middle America. I think.
我们就搬到中南美洲去。
Belize.
到贝里斯。
Many, many people really believe these so-called pastors.
所以很多人都相信这些所谓的这个传道人。
They just sell everything, go to Belize and buy real estate in Belize.
他们把所有的一切家产变卖到贝里斯去。
You think that's a joke?
你认为这是笑话吗？
No joke.
这不是笑话。
So many get hurt.
有很多人在受了害。
Right? Another crazy pastor says, Jesus is coming. Where? Texas.
还有另外一个疯的牧师，他讲说耶稣要来到这个德州。
Many people will sell everything, follow him, go to Texas, wait for Jesus coming.
所以很多人也变卖家财，跟他一起到德州等耶稣再来。
So things like that,
所以像这样的事情
We listen here, we say, oh, that's only a joke.
我们在那边听到我们觉得这只是个笑话
Many people take it seriously and get deceived.
但很多人很认真而且他们受害
So the example I gave you are very simple, very easy to discern.
刚刚我给你们的例子是很简单而且很容易分辨的
But there are certain things so subtle you cannot tell good.From excellent.
但是有些事情它是很微妙你很难分辨这个好跟是非常好这个是
Sometimes the choice is not between good and bad. That's easy.
这个有时候我们的选择不是在好跟坏之间选择这是很容易
The hard choice is between good and best.
难选的是在一个好跟更好之间选择
Or more explicitly, excellentAnd better.
这就是在好跟更好之间做选择。
最好与次好。
最好与次好之间。
That's the difference. That's hard. That's very hard.
这是非常难的一件事情。
If I give you more example, then we don't have anything else left.
我再举例，我们就没有时间了。
I have to continue.
我必须要继续。
I guess hit the point and...The rest you have to discern.
哦，我就跟你稍微提一下，你们剩下你们自己要分辨。
And here you will see, today among the so-called Christendom, this we are in this Christian world.
哦，我们今天我们所谓的这个基督的
基督教的世界，
基督教的世界
，it is very confusing.
这是非常令人困惑的。
So many people will stand up claim that they are servant of God, they are prophets, they have this power, that power.
很多人他们站起来说他们是神的仆人，他们是先知，他们有这等等的能力。
But they lead people astray.
但是他们带人走迷。
And on the surface, you cannot tell.
但在表面上我们很难分辨。
And Jesus said, look at their fruit.
但耶稣讲说你们看他的果子。
Fruit refer to the Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
在这边果子就是加拉太第五章讲到圣灵的果子。
That's a singular fruit, not plural. There's one fruit, the fruit of Holy Spirit.
这是一个单数，它是一个果子，圣灵的果子。
With nine characteristics.
它有九种特性。
Study carefully.
我们大家好好的
Because Jesus said, watch the fruit, then you can discern who is the true servant of God.
耶稣在那边讲，你们要看这个果子，然后你就可以分辨谁是真的神的。
That's the only way to discern. No, you cannot by the message or by the miracle he performed. No, that's not a testing standard.
这是你们能够唯一分辨的办法，不是看他的信息或他的预言。
Because if you go through this chapter 7, then you will find out. Many so-called God's servants, they will tell you, I preach the message in the name of the Lord, I perform the miracle in the name of the Lord, I heal the sickness in the name of the Lord.
在这我们第七章我们看到他会说我奉你的名行许多奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多的异能。
All those are true.
这些都是真的。
But Jesus said, "No, I don't know you."
但是耶稣说，我不认识你。
I don't approve what you did.
我不赞同你所做的事情。
So that becomes a very serious matter.
所以这是变成一个很严重的事情。
This is why in this Christian arena, so many people get confused.
这就是在基督教里头，为什么很多人感到困惑。
Be careful.
我们要小心。
And two more things.
还有两件事情。
Chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. Chapter 7, verse 1 through 6.
在第七章第一到第三节。
Talk about discern and judgment.
在这里讲到论断人。
He said, we cannot judge our brothers and sisters.
在这边他讲到我们不要论断我们的弟兄姐妹。
Verse 1, do not judge, you too will be judged.
第一节他讲到你们不要论断人免得你们被论断
For in the same way you judge others you will be judged and with the measure you use you will be measured to you
因为你们怎样论断人也必怎样被论断，你们用什么量器量给人也必用什么量器量给你们。
So Jesus tell his disciples, we have to learn how to love one another rather than judge one another.
所以耶稣跟他们都讲，我们必须要互相的我们要相爱，而不是互相的判断，互相的论断。
Among Christians, there are two extremes.
在基督徒里头有两个极端。
On one hand,We criticize each other.
在一方面来说，我们互相的论断。
You will find certain brother or sister, his style is not your style.
你会发现某些弟兄姐妹他们形式跟你的作风不一样。
His temperament is different from your temperament.
他的性格也跟你不一样。
So you began to criticize.
所以你就开始批评。
That's prohibited by Jesus. No, you cannot do that.
这是耶稣所禁止的，说你们不可论断。
And because of Jesus' teaching, then you go to another extreme.
所以因为耶稣他的教，我们就看到有另外一种极端。
What's the other extreme?
另外极端是什么呢？
In the name of love,
在爱的这个前提底下，
then you tolerate all those things against God.
你就容忍一些对神有亵渎的事情。
For instance,
举例来说
，like Church of Corinth,
就像哥林多的教会
，they have a lot of terrible things.
他们里头有很多很糟糕的事情。
One example is one brother will marry his mother-in-law.
有一个例子就是有一个弟兄他跟他的岳母结婚 ，mother-in-law.
继母，
把他继母
stepmother，
有个弟兄跟他的继母结婚
，which is incest，
这个是乱伦
，but because of love， the whole church nobody say anything，
但是因为爱，在这个教会里头没有人说任何的事情
，everybody pretend nothing happened，
每个人都装得若无其事
，so Paul said that's hypocrite，
那保罗这边讲这是伪君子
，church cannot tolerate things against God's word。
我们教会里头不能够容忍任何有违背神教导的地方。
So our behavior, we just pretend we don't see it.
我们的行为表现出来就是我们假装我们没看到。
In the name of love.
借着爱为借口。
But that's not love.
但这不是爱。
Love is speak the truth.
爱是要讲诚实话。
If things we do against God's principle,You have to help your brother or sister to point out, no, this doesn't please God. You have to repent.
如果我们所做的是违反了圣经的教导，我们必须要跟这个弟兄姐妹讲说，你所做的是违反神的话。
You tell him the truth. That's love.
你跟他用爱心讲诚实话。
But we try to pretend, no, no, no. That will offend people. That's no good.
但是我们讲说，我们觉得我们这样会冒犯人。
That is another extreme.
这是另外一种极端。
So you will see, either we pick on each other, or we become pretending, nothing happened.
所以两种极端，一种是我们互相的挑剔，另外一种是我们互相就装着没看到。
So you need discernment.
所以我们必须要分辨的能力。
So verse 6 is a very strange verse.
第六节是一个很奇怪的一段经文。
Yeah. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do so, they may trample you under your feet and then turn and tear you to pieces.
他说不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
In the old days, when I first studied this paragraph, I said, it doesn't fit. First 1 to 5, that's pretty logical.Verse 6 doesn't fit.
以前我读这段经文的时候，我觉得第一到第五节很合理，可是第六好像格格不入。
Do you have that feeling?
你们有没有这个感觉呢？
If you don't, you're smarter than I.
你说没有这个感觉，你比我聪明。嗯。
This is one message by Jesus.
这是耶稣所讲的一个信息。
So in this little paragraph, Jesus tried to tell us.Love your brother, don't judge him, but discern what is pig and dogs.
在这边耶稣讲到说，你要爱你的弟兄姐妹，但是你必须要分辨什么是狗，什么是猪。
Okay, what does it mean?
所以这是什么意思呢？
Go to 2 Peter chapter 2。
我们看到请翻到彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 17。
彼得后书第二章第十七节。
I will let the Chinese read it and English follow from 17 through the end of the chapter. Yes.
好，我们就用中文读十七到二十二节，英文弟兄姐妹就跟着看。这些人是无水的井，是狂风吹逼的雾气，有墨黑的幽暗为他们存留。他们说虚妄惊夸的大话，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离妄行的人。他们应许人得以自由，自己却做败坏的奴仆，因为人被谁制服就是谁的奴仆。倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。俗语说的真不错，狗所吐的他转过来又吃，猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚，这话在他们身上正合适。
Understand?
大家了解吗？
Here there is a kind of people.
在这边有一种人。
He was saved by grace.
他是靠着恩典得救。
But he go back to the corrupted life.
他们又回到堕落的生活。
He experienced the power of God, Jesus.
他们经历了耶稣的大能。
He even preached, testify for Jesus.
他们甚至曾经为耶稣来做见证。
But they are still live in a very sinful lifestyle.
他们还是过着一个非常充满罪恶的生活。
Here Peter said in verse 20, if they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and again entangled in it and overcome, they are worse off at the end.
二十节，倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好。
Brothers and sisters, live a holy life is very important.
弟兄姐妹，我们过圣洁的生活是非常重要的。
It doesn't mean Christian will not fall. If you fall, you repent, come to the Lord.
这不表示我们基督徒我们不会跌倒，如果我们跌倒，我们忏悔，我们再回到主的跟前。
Don't continue live in sin. That's the point.
不要继续不断的在罪里。
If you continue without any feelings, still live in sin, that is not acceptable in Jesus' kingdom.
如果我们继续不断在罪里头生活，这在神的国里是不容许的。
That is called pigs and dogs.
这就是代表猪和狗。
That's what Jesus said here.Don't give pearls to pigs. Don't give sacred things to the dogs because he will bite you.
所以他在这边讲，就是他讲了说，不要把珍珠丢在猪前，因为他会转过来咬你们。
This need discernment.
这个需要分辨的能力。
Lastly,
最后一点
is two building project.
这有两个建造的工程。
How this.This is from chapter 7, verse 24.
这是从第七章第二十四节开始。
Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, and the stream rose, and the wind blew, and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it has its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blow and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash.
第二十四节，所以凡听见我这话的就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
In our lifetime, since we become Christian,
在我们的一生，自从我们成为基督徒以后，
We are involved in a building project.
我们是在一个建造的工程里头。
Paul said,
保罗说过，
So one day the fire will appear.
有一天火会出现。
Will test our building.
它会试炼我们的工程。
Some building will stand.
有些工程它会站立。
Some building will be totally burned out.
有些工程会倒塌。
If you are wise,
如果你们聪明的话，
you build something last forever.
你要建筑一个可以维持到永恒的。
If you are foolish, you build something cannot last the test.
你会建造一些，如果你愚笨的话，你会建造一些没办法经得起考验。
So in this, the end, this is the ending of the Mount, Sermon of the Mount.
这个是在登山宝训里头最后的这个信息。
This is the conclusion of what Jesus Tell his disciple.
这个是耶稣对他门徒讲的这个结论。
Two buildings.
有两个工程。
Two types of person.
有两种人。
Build two different kind of buildings.
他建造两种不同的房子。
On the surface.
在表面上看。
They're the same.
他们都一样。
Because you cannot tell.
但是你不能，你看不出来。
But the difference is the foundation.
但是这个中间差异是在它的根基。
The foundation makes the whole difference.
这个根基呢，就是一个很大的不同的。
What does it mean? The visible part really couldn't tell the true story.
这个外表上看都是一样的。
We all come on Sunday.
我们礼拜天都来聚会。
We all dress pretty nicely.
我们也都穿着鲜艳。
We all sing the same song.
我们也唱同样的赞美诗。
We do everything everybody else are doing.
我们大家做的都同样的事情。
So on the surface, we all like beautiful Christians.
所以我们表面上看都是很漂亮的基督徒。
The difference is the foundation.
但是这个差异就在我们的根基。
Because that will tell the true story.
因为这就会这个会决定我们是怎么样的基督徒。
Your lifetime work.
我们一生的工作
all depend on what kind of foundation you use
都在于我们用什么样的根基。
If it is on rock, then it will stand. If it is on sand, it will not stand.
如果是在磐石上面，它会站立得住；如果在沙上，它会倒塌。
What makes rock? What makes sand?
什么是磐石？什么是沙子呢？
Jesus said very clearly.
耶稣讲得很清楚。
Any man hear my words.
任何听到我话的人
and practice it
并且照我的话去行
you are wise
你就是聪明
you build a house on the rock
你是在这磐石上建造房子
if any man hear my words
如果任何人听我的话
from this one in that one out
从这个耳朵进去那个耳朵出来
you are foolish
你就是愚蠢的
because in the endYou will lose everything.
因为到头来你会失去你所有的。
So, the decision is yours.
所以这个抉择在我们手上。
So far Jesus is concerned, he will give us the best condition, the best everything.
就耶稣来说，他会给我们最好的建筑，最好的环境。
But how do you use it? That's up to you and me.
但是我们怎么样去使用，这是在于你我。
Discernment.
这就是分辨
You have to discern
我们必须要分辨
What kind of work you want to do
我们要做什么样的工程
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姐妹们
We all want to have a good life on this world on this earth
我们都想要在这世上有丰盛的生命
We all want to live a life please God
我们都想要我们过的生活是取悦于神
But you need wisdom as well as discernment.
但是我们需要智慧，我们也需要分辨的能力。
Wisdom and discernment you cannot live without.
这个是两样我们不能或缺的事情。
Because the enemy is very, very tricky.
因为我们的敌人是非常的狡诈。
He will play tricks on us.
他会在我们身上行各样的狡诈。
You got it.
你认为你懂得。
But actually you missed it.
但是你错失了良机。
That is the danger.
这就是危机。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Because you have told us everything.
因为你已经告诉我们一切我们所要知道的。
And Lord, we just pray you give us this wisdom and discernment.
主啊，我们就祈求你给我们这个智慧，给这个分辨的能力。
So that we can receive the grace from you, but also we can live a life pleasing you.
我们不但从那边得到恩典，我们也可以过一个取悦于你的生活。
Because you have already warned us that on this path there are so many dangerous traps.
因为你已经警告过我们，在这条路上有许多的陷阱。
We can be like Eve, be deceived.
我们可以像夏娃被欺哄。
Lord, deliver us from such trap.
主啊，请从这些陷阱把我们的解救出来。
Give us such understanding.
给我们这样的分辨的能力。
So your name will be glorified among us.
你的名在我们中间得到荣耀。
Your heart will be truly satisfied.
你的心能够真正得到满足。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.